The killing of two Palestinians during a raid by Israeli forces has sparked outrage in the occupied West Bank. 16 other Palestinians were arrested overnight. Raids were carried out in the Jalal Zone refugee camp north of Ramallah. Israel says its soldiers opened fire after Palestinians tried to ram them with their car. Nida Ibrahim was at that refugee camp just north of Ramallah.
This is the street where the incident took place. Witnesses here tell us that the Israeli forces shot at a car that had three Palestinians, killing two of them and injuring the third. Many Palestinians here say that this is called an extrajudicial killing. One of the neighbors told us that he was waken up by the sound of heavy shooting. He said that no ambulances were allowed in before Israeli forces arrested the men.
The marks on my car are from the men's car. They probably were scared to see the soldiers. Maybe they couldn't control their car. The soldiers were too quick to shoot.
This is the mourning house for the two Palestinians. The father of one of them, the father of Khaled, told me that all three of them were working together. They were coming home from work when they were surprised and shocked to see the Israeli forces. Many Palestinians here say that there is an increase in trigger-happy soldiers, Israeli soldiers killing Palestinians. They say that so long as there is no accountability, these killings will only continue. We're talking about 109 Palestinians who were killed in the occupied West Bank by Israeli forces, including Al Jazeera's Shirin Abu Aqla.